Okay, Shkoyach. Okay, let's get moving. It's very late already. Okay, davening shachris is a long, you know, the regular shachris you have to follow in the machzedim. We take out two sefer Torah, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's get into the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar to start today. And that is like this. When the Torah says, Vavatim Shofar Terua, the Torah says you have to blow a terua. We learn now from another pasuk by Yovel that every terua has a simple voice before it and a simple voice afterwards. Now, by Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, it says three times the word terua. So from there, the Gemara learns out, what do we need? What is the shofar blowing in Rosh Hashanah? What do you need to blow? So you need to blow tkiya, terua, tkiya, three times. That is the biblical mitzvah of blowing shofar. The problem with that is, because of the extended golos and the problems the Jews had, they didn't know what the terua mean. They forgot what terua meant. It could be one of three options. It could be like somebody, in Yiddish they say kvetching, like moaning, or it could be like a baby crying, or it could be both together. Now, the Shvarim, okay, you have the long tekiya, that we know what it is. Shvarim is tuhu, 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 right? The three. That is sounds like a Yiddish guy kvetching. Like kids, you know, they kvetch. Then you have what we call terua. That's the kid crying, right? So now the question is, when the Torah says you have to blow terua, what does the Torah mean? Does the Torah mean shvarim and terua together? Or does it mean shvarim by itself? Or does it mean terua by itself? What does it mean, the word terua that the Torah says we need to blow? Therefore, Chazal say, you do all three. In other words, you blow tekiya, shvarim, terua, tekiya three times. Tekiya, shvarim, tekiya three times. Tekiya, terua, tekiya three times. Now, why can't you just blow tekiya, shvarim, terua, tekiya? Then you got them all covered. You have shvarim, you have terua, you have them together. So halacha says that if the real one, let's say, would be shvarim, then between the shvarim and the second tekiya, you have a separation of terua, which doesn't belong there. If the real one is terua, then the shvarim is a separation between the tekiya and the terua. So therefore, what's done? You blow tekiya, shvarim, terua, tekiya three times, tekiya, shvarim, tekiya three times, tekiya, terua, tekiya three times. Those are the main 30, they're called the 30 koyleis, the 30 voices that we are obligated to hear in the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. What?
And during Elul, we do each one time, right?
We do tekiya, shvarim, terua, tekiya, tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, tekiya, terua, tekiya.
So by Rosh Hashanah, we do three times.
Each one three times, correct. That's only before Musaf. Then during Musaf we do it again, and during the repetition we do it again, and then at the end we do it again.
Each time is three times, or it's a total of three times?
Where?
Before Musaf, after Musaf.
No, before Musaf we do 30 sounds of the Shofar, meaning each set three times.
Gotcha.
During the Shemoneh Esrei, we do one set three times. You know, there's a break. You have one set of 10, later on, there's another 10. What we do is Elul is 10. Right? That's eat the whole set once. And then, in the end of Musaf, you have another 10.
Technically, it's only two sounds, but we make three sounds because we don't know.
Because we don't know which it is. So,
is that true that it says there was a crying of sorrow? For its part, finding out that it's going to
be. I don't know.
She was moaning for its part.
I don't know. Those have to do with the Akedah. We speak about the Akedah and Rosh Hashanah, but we read the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the Torah portion of the Akedah. But whatever. Okay, so those are called, the first 30 that we blow before Musaf, they are called Tkiyas Mayushav, sitting Tkiyas. Why? Halachically, you're allowed, the community, not the blower, the community can sit during those Shofar blowing. The minute now is that everybody stands. Like, you know, that's the time everybody's standing. The ones we blow during the quiet Amidah and the repetition, which, by the way, not everybody blows in the quiet Amidah. It's only those people that do things according to Kabbalah. But so those that you do in the middle of the Amidah, those are called Tkiyas Me'umad because everybody has to stand by them. So the Tkiyas Me'yushev are the first 30. Then you have 10, 10, 10 during the quiet Shemin Esrei, 10, 10, 10 during the repetition. The last 10 is during Kaddish Tiskabu. So all together, we blow 30 before, 30 during the quiet, 30 during the repetition is 90, and then the last 10 during Kaddish is 100. So Kabbalistically, there's an inyan of blowing 100 tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting to note that we know that what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur accomplish through seriousness, Sukkot accomplishes through Simcha. And there's a lot of connections between Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah. One's joy and one's seriousness. Now, if you make a cheshbon in the 100 sounds, you end up blowing 60 tkiyas, 20 shvarim, and 20 truas. Equals 100, right? You blow much more tkiyas. Okay. Now, if you take the word schach, samech, chav, chav, is 60, 20, 20. Not only does it equal 100, but it equals 60 tkiyas, 20 shvarim, and 20 truas. That's another direct connection you see between shofar blowing and Rosh Hashanah and what we do on Sukkot. So when the guy that's blowing shofar makes the brachas, everybody has to listen to the brachas. They have to answer amen. They do not say baruch hu baruch shmo in the middle of the bracha, because if you do it, it's a question halacha if you fulfilled your obligation or not. And then you have to listen carefully to the guy blowing, and you have to have in mind that you want to be yaitz of the mitzvah. It's a biblical mitzvah. Now the last thing we'll mention is like this. Technically, women are not halachically obligated to listen to shofar. Why? It's a mitzvah connected to time. Just like they don't have to sit in the sukkah, they don't have to use a lulav and esrog, right? But nevertheless, halacha says that nowadays means the last thousands of years, women accepted it upon themselves as an obligation, and therefore halachically, for a woman, it's an obligation to hear shofar. And that's why a man that heard shofar already, even though he did the mitzvah already, so he's still allowed to blow for women. Either not obligated, why is he wasting blowing shofar for no reason? You're not allowed to. Because nowadays they are obligated.
Is there any precedent for this? Actually something that
turns out to be... There's no difference.